Hey, everybody, and here we are. It's Angel Answers on Wild Wednesday. It's December 13th, 2023, and I'm one of your co-hosts tonight, Jan Drake Bakke. We want to welcome you here, and we have three other angels here, and I just want to say hi to them. It's hi, ladies, angels. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, and they are Mary Hernandez, Peg Jones, and DC Love. Liz and Catherine Peoples are not on tonight, but we are four of us tonight, and it's fantastic. So it's going to be a great show, and it will be a lot of fun. So what I'm going to do is just read Liz Pfister's bio, and then we'll go around the table and share our bios. Liz Pfister is an intuitive and spiritual guiding light, the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. Liz is a healer, teacher, and practitioner of the spiritual and metaphysical life. Join Liz on Facebook at River Maven 77 every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern for her live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditation. And that's a fantastic live stream that she does every Tuesday, and I happened to miss it last night. But it's so worth listening to. It's just fantastic. We all know that, and it's wonderful. So, yeah, and then I want to talk about the shows that we have starting on Sunday, which is called that's called Enter the Light, and that's headed by Lindsay Zill and her co-hosts are Tony Johnson, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. And that's on at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. It's a fantastic show. They're all amazing and just very talented. It's just a wonderful show to listen to. Then on Monday is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love, who's with us tonight, of course. And that's a beautiful show. They talk about healing and spiritual modalities. It's very interesting. It's very healing. I couldn't miss it. It's just beautiful. And I did have to go back and listen to it for the last week they had it on. And then there's The Lighthouse with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott, another lineup of wonderful light workers. And they come on every few months, and they let us know when they come on, and they're just another wonderful show. Fantastic light workers, that's all I can say. And that's our group of ladies and light workers and men, too. So we're a big team of people here, and just wanting to serve. That's basically what we're doing. We're just trying to serve humanity and do the best that we can for people because we have these skills, these certain types of skills to help people. So that's what we do. Anyway, I think that's it for my opening, and I'm just going to go ahead and pass it right over to Peg Jones, the beautiful and lovely, talented Peg Jones. Hi, Peg. Peg, are you there?
Did we lose her?
No, I'm here.
Okay, yay.
I'm here. Okay, I'll start over because I was talking away there. Yes, very glad to be here tonight. As an angelic life coach, I like to guide others in understanding how angelic communication and guidance is possible for all. And at this time of the year, I like to offer the 12-month possibility. It's a 12-month spread. And if you are interested, guidance will come from your angels and your guides and ascended masters and maybe what intuitively I also pick up. But if you're interested, you can contact me at pegjones3@gmail.com or on Facebook. I'm also a certified vibrational sound practitioner, and I will be ready to offer remote sound healing sessions after the first of the year. I am also a Reiki and 1 and 2 practitioner, and I also offer other modalities too. I offer light language, transmission. And I'm also the author of Living in a Heart Place, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And tonight I'll be sharing one of my messages at some point. Thank you. So
that's beautiful.
Mary? Mary next.
Beautiful. Well, I have to be, I have to say that I've pegged it a tuning fork achievement for me or healing for me, and it was just amazing. We were in sync. Like, wherever she was, I felt, like, the vibration. Even though we did a Zoom one through the phone, it didn't matter. It's just so powerful. I mean, she's very gifted with everything, but the tuning forks were very powerful. So even if it's through Zoom, it still comes through. I mean, I felt exactly when the energy was being dissolved in my body. So it was really beautiful. So I have to say that to Peg. So thank you for doing that.
Oh,
and
well, thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
That testimonial.
Yes. So when you're ready, make sure you let us know so we could just post it out there and share it with everyone. Everyone, this is Mary. I'm Mary, and this is Mary. Oh, my gosh. Here I go again. Okay, so I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a channeler, trans healer, and Reiki master. I'm also an ordained minister, a numerologist, and a tarot and oracle card reader. I also am a creator of candles. I do soy-based candles, and one of the candles I created is a Mother Mary candle, which is infused with love, light, and healing and blessings. I also do Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras as well, and scented candles and crystal necklaces and crystal keychains and origami pyramids. And another thing I do is I'm a numerologist, and this is the best time to do a numerology reading in the beginning of the year or towards the end of the year, so you can get, you know, your outlook for the beginning of next year and a 12-month very detailed report, which actually the greatest benefit of getting a numerology reading is the gift of insight. It provides a roadmap for your life so you can have an idea of where you're going and what to expect along the way. It actually uncovers your potential and shows you what you have the ability to achieve. It helps you with planning your future because every month is detailed. And as I go through every month, I actually, you know, there's certain months like October, I was told that I needed to rest. And obviously you guys knew what I was resting because I couldn't do anything. You know, I had to recover from the imbalance, you know, what I was diagnosed with. But I'm all well now, and everything is great. And I just wanted to say to book a reading with me or for pricing information for the candles, you can go to www.theangelwithin.com or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I wanted to say that I have great news. I am partnering with, or not partnering, I have Barb and Dan have extended an offer for me to work out of the Awakening Light Energy Center, the EE Center in Dublin, Ohio, that I always talk about, Barb and Dan. So I'll have my own little space there to do readings and to do my healing. So it's so exciting because they're just like family, and it's a fairy room. Can you imagine? It's like, it's just perfect.
I mean,
you guys know how much I love fairies. So I am super excited, and you know, we can, I can now tell my clients here online that are always asking me if I have a place, because normally I do my healings through Zoom and my readings through Zoom instead of personal one-on-one. Now I can. So those of you that are listening, that are local, that are always asking, here I am. I have a place, you know, with Awakening Light Energy Center, which is in Dublin, Ohio, and it's 6631 Commerce Parkway. And so I wanted to talk about really quickly, I won't take too long, you know, I know Peg is a user of the EE system, and, you know, the benefits of using the system is really, it helps with improved sleep, which I've seen it, increased energy, increased calmness, peace, and harmony. There's, you know, elevated mood. I know for me, it takes me into a deep meditative state, and I'm able to, when I'm in there, I just go like I'm somewhere else. Like I go to a different dimension, I feel, you know, and it helps with elevating your consciousness for sure, because I know ever since I started going in September, I've noticed a big difference in how elevated I've gotten. And it helps with detox, with, you know, rejuvenation, improved circulation. I mean, I know for me, I've had, cholesterol, and it, I mean, within a month of going to EE system, only twice a week, 4 hours a week, I was already, when I went to get my test results, it was perfect. So I stopped my meds because I don't need those meds. You know, but that's just me. You know, I'm not telling anyone to leave their meds. This is just me because I believe in the system. I believe that I'm healing holistically, and it's just so great. So I just wanted to say the great news, you know, that this is starting, you know, whenever people reach out to me, I'll be there, you know, but it's by appointment, obviously. And then they'll have a chance to also visit the EE system so that they could see, you know, if they're interested in you know, looking at the benefits also. So there's a lot of amazing new things coming for the Awakening Light Energy Center here in Dublin. And Barb and Dan are just amazing. And Barb and Dan have like created this beautiful community of like love, because it's just love, and everyone that comes there is just like enveloped in this love. And it feels like a family, like, you know, the family that I, you know, that I'm missing. So they feel like my family. So it's really amazing. I'm so grateful for that. And I just wanted to talk about really quickly. I was listening to Louise Hay today, and I wanted to share a couple of her affirmations. As you know, the I am is very powerful. So one that resonated with me so much was the world healing is in process now, which we know, right? I mean, we're being given the choice to live in fear or love, you know, and each one of us contributes to the world to create chaos or world peace. So which are we deciding to do, right? So it's really, Louise Hay goes on to say that every loving, supportive, and kindness contributes to the atmosphere that produces healing for all. So ask yourself one question every day. What kind of world are you creating? Like, I know when I wake up in the morning, in the middle of the night, whatever, all I do is like send healing to the world, to the entire world, to metaverses and multiverse, everything, to the stars, because our galactic family is out there as well. And I just wanted to also say, you know, like everything, it's creating a world full of love, peace, healing, well-fed people, and a home to be in for everyone to have a home, love, peace, being healed. And it all starts with our thoughts, right? Because our thoughts become our reality. So if you create harmony and love and compassion, that's exactly what you will attract, you know. And I'm just going to leave it with that because you guys know I can talk forever. So I'm going to pass it over to DC Love, the beautiful DC Love.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
It's so exciting.
Awesome.
Yes, congratulations. We're so happy
Thank
for you.
You.
That's
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Really, really beautiful.
Thank
okay,
you.
So a little bit about me. I'm a spiritual jack of all trades, a small, medium, at large, and I feel like I'm a telephone to the divine. Now, my journey, I think, started a little bit differently than most. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, and some will ask, well, do you see what kind of cookies? Sugar cookies with amazing sprinkles. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit actually sat upon me. So I had no, you know, I had nowhere to go. I had, you know, all I could do was, like, scream, get off me, get off me. But I decided to listen at that point. And all of this brought me to where I am today. I've attended schools of higher learning. And when I speak of schools of higher learning, I'm thinking of my beautiful granddaughter just starting college. Well, in my case, I went to heaven. I went to heaven, and while I slept, I acquired the knowledge that I've gained to help myself and then to help others. I mean, it's just really, really amazing. And the craziest thing, too, I'm certified, like Jan, with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And in 2017, I was voted the world's most recommended female psychic medium. And the funny thing is, I was told at the beginning of the journey when I started all of this, if you believe, spirit will give you everything you need. And I did. And people will say, well, DC, you know, is it hard to get where you are? I said, well, I watched the Long Island Medium with my niece the one day, and we watched a marathon. I put an intention out to the universe. I said, I don't think, you know, it has to be hard. It's all up to you. And I just love the way Mary, you know, is, you know, was just telling you about her beautiful journey. It's just, you know, believing in yourself, you know, sending everybody love. I mean, it doesn't have to be hard. And if I could do this, you could do this. I mean, it's just, for me, I feel like this whole journey is like a Christmas present that I get to open up continually because I love helping others. And I just, you know, I try to help and enlighten others. And I feel like, you know, if I could tell them how easy my journey was, well, maybe that will inspire them to really have confidence, believe in themselves, and go after what they're wanting. So it doesn't have to be hard, guys. It can be really easy. I do have a couple channelings, but I'm going to turn it over, Jan, to you for your bio first, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I completely spaced it out. But, yeah, DC, I love what you said, and it's just beautiful. And Mary and Peg, oh, my gosh. I love listening to all of you, as you know. So, well, my bio is I'm a psychic medium, and I do animal totems, and that's the first thing that comes to me when I start doing readings. The animals just come in, and they are like heavenly angels, really. They're guides, and they're all around us, and so they do give us messages, and you can tap into them anytime you want, really. All you really have to do is just call upon them, and they will show up in one way or another. So then I do predictions, and I have those on my website, www.wefindourway.com. And I just do a smattering of them every year. I don't do a lot. You know, I just do a little bit. It's just kind of something that I really like doing, and I enjoy it. And so, and then I do poetry, and I write it, and I put it all over everywhere I can. And that's like my favorite thing to do. I love doing that. And so my goal is to work with singers to make songs, and that's what I want to do. And I've used them for different things, different venues already. They've been, you know, used in different places, so I'm happy about that. And then I just, you know, have them on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and different places for people, and so that's about it. And so right now I do readings here and there for the communities and for friends. I haven't been doing a whole lot, but if you want a reading, you need to message me first on Facebook. And I'm just doing some here and there, not a whole lot. So if I can't fit you in or accommodate you, then it's just because I'm doing just a little bit at a time right now. But anyway, yeah, that's about it. And thanks, DC. I'm going to hand it right back over to you. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. That was wonderful. Okay, so
thank you.
I get my messages like in a crazy way, and a lot of the things that are in my future I see through TV shows and movies. It's just really bizarre. And then also in dreams. So the one night while I was sleeping, I was dreaming of a Christmas tree, and then I saw the angels, and they were doing a chakra clearing. I woke up, and I immediately found an amazing picture of a Christmas tree. And this beautiful picture shows how it relates to our chakras. And the angels gave me a clearing, a meditation, and asked that I would, of course, you know, share it with everyone this holiday season. So the angels are saying, hi, everyone, 'tis the season. It's time to clear your chakras because it's really important, and especially this time of year. We need a little bit more holiday balance. So I have a fun little meditation that's actually going to have your chakras spinning and shining as bright as the lights on your Christmas tree. I ask that you close your eyes and breathe slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Now make sure that your feet are firmly placed on the ground and envision that you have roots on the bottom of your feet and they're going all the way down into Mother Earth. You now feel planted just like a tree would. Next, we're going to focus on the very bottom of the Christmas tree, which in fact would be your root chakra. Breathe in the beautiful red color and affirm, I am safe, I am safe. We now move up one more chakra to the sacral chakra. And that, of course, would have the color orange. So breathe in the beautiful orange color and affirm, I feel creative. I feel creative. Okay. So now we're going to move up to the solar plexus chakra. And that's a beautiful, beautiful color. It's a beautiful color yellow. And this beautiful, vibrant color is just so amazing. So start breathing in the beautiful yellow color and affirm, I am in control. I am in control. We're now moving up to the heart chakra, of course, which would be basically the middle of the tree. Now breathe in the beautiful green color and affirm, I feel loved. I feel loved. We now continue upward to the throat chakra, and it's getting toward the top of the tree, not quite though, and breathe in the beautiful color blue and affirm, I easily speak my truth. I easily speak my truth. We move upward once more, and we are at the third eye chakra. And that's basically like the top of the tree, the third eye chakra. And then we envision like we're almost at the top of the tree. Okay, so with this chakra, we breathe in the beautiful indigo color, and we affirm, I see with clarity. I see with clarity. We now move upward to the crown chakra, which is at the very top of the tree. And this beautiful color is a beautiful purple color. And just affirm, I am a divine being. I am a divine being. Now, envision your favorite angel being placed at the very top of your tree. He or she is with you always, reminding you to relax and to breathe, and affirm now, all is well. All is well. You now shift your focus from burdens to blessings. Beloveds, you are surrounded by light and love, and you are ready to manifest your desires. Consciously focus on what you are grateful for. This will help you to raise your vibration, and it also attracts all that you've been wanting. And please, don't forget to thank your angels, and of course, have a happy holiday season. Now, once more, please breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. When you are ready, open your eyes and gently move your arms a little bit as well as your legs. How do you feel? Of course, your chakras are lit up just like a beautiful Christmas tree. Now, I do have this meditation. It is on our Sacred Embers Facebook page, and you could actually see the picture of the beautiful Christmas tree. And that might help as well, because it's just, I could not believe the amazing Christmas tree chakra, you know, meditation that I had, like getting, you know, getting the wording from the angels, but then finding this amazing picture that really goes with it. I was just amazed. And I also have one more little meditation, not meditation, but a little message. And it's really funny because the angels are running the show. I just work here. They tell me what to say and do. So I connected earlier with Archangel Ariel, and Ariel is also, you know, a beautiful angel that's known as the Lioness of God. And she, of course, oversees everything in nature. And she, too, can help you to draw on the healing power of nature. And I feel like nature's power outside is so, so strong. And she'll help you to get through any kind of difficulties. She'll help you with your material needs, manifesting, you know, and prosperity. So she's a beautiful angel, and she gave me this beautiful message. Hello, beloveds. I, Archangel Ariel, have come today to deliver a message of love. Love has no beginning or no end. Feel the love that I bring and visualize it now, permeating every fiber of your being. Let it fill your entire body. This is love in its purest form, love that resides in each of you. Feel this love as it permeates your heart and let it fill your body so full that there is no room for anything but love. Let it continue from you and allow it to keep going throughout eternity, reaching the entire world. Trust and believe in what you are feeling, and be an example of love and compassion for others to follow. Nurture love for all living things, and become an example for our children. Become like a child again. Each of you has an inner child that wants to be honored. Give yourself permission to play. Let go of limitations. Remember how wonderful and magical life was when you were young. Learn to think like a child again and approach everything from a brand new perspective. And when we take cues from children, we view the world from a whole new angle. That is one moment at a time. Let the children lead by example. They teach us about love. They teach us about truth and the meaning of life. Children are not conscious of what other people think of them. And this truly is a strength, and they encourage us to be free spirits. They say what they mean, and they mean what they say. They don't find it difficult, like adults, to be completely open and honest, and they sometimes won't take no for an answer. They don't give up. Children are open-minded, and this really helps them to learn new things. It's never too late to reclaim those positive characteristics of youth and to use them to increase the wisdom and the experience that we acquire with age. The children of today are here, and they need your love and your nurturing to help them to fulfill their beautiful purpose. Beloveds, children are, they're so innocent, they are so pure, and they easily communicate with the angels, the fairies, and other magical beings. Help these children to create, imagine, grow, and become beautiful, loving adults of tomorrow. Teach them to respect others as well as the trees, the birds, and all of life. These are gifts that we have to love and we have to cherish. Mother Nature has given them to us, and it is our job to take care of our beautiful planet. Many people do not understand why we need to worry about the environment. I'm asking you now to realize the environment is everything. It is the wind, the trees, the animals, the people. It is every part of the living system of Earth. I am asking for your help. Search your heart and see how you yourself can become part of the solution. Educate our children about the environment, as it is an investment in our future. Let's work together to save our Earth. And with a little extra thoughtfulness, we can help the planet every day. I ask each of you to live consciously and be aware, and with intention and focus, please be part of the solution. You need to be the change that you want to see in the world. The change has to start with you. And you have to live by example. When we put passion into taking care of our surroundings, we become more secure beings, more humanitarian, and it leads us to be more caring of each other. Start small, but find your passion and contribute to the larger picture. Take care of the earth, and she will take care of you. Be light. Be love. I am Archangel Ariel.
Wow.
Wow, that was
amazing.
Wow.
Thank you. And
really,
you know what? It's really cool because Peg, a while back when I first met her, she did, with a small group of us, she did a beautiful meditation with Archangel Ariel. Do you remember that, Peg?
Yeah, I think so.
It was a while ago. I mean, it was just absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Oh. Wow, thank you for remembering, because I don't think I do.
You, in fact, when I first heard, Peg, you remember telling me you're going to be working with the angels? And I'm going,
yes.
How do you know that? Who told you?
They told me.
I'm like, who?
They said so.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have had the craziest journey, and I've had such an adventure, and I'm just so blessed. And I love each of you. This is such an amazing, just an amazing experience to be with such wonderful women. You know, it's beautiful.
Thank you. We love
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that chakra
thank you,
of
for sure.
Tree was just wow. Every time you went to a different chakra, I just felt like the going around in circle, you know, like clearing out. So that was beautiful. Absolutely.
You know
amazing.
What I want you to, if you will, while you're at that healing center, please print out the picture that goes with that meditation so that the people can see it and envision it. And please help them, you know, do that meditation with them, like during the holidays.
Oh, yes.
It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. It was.
Vision, like to see the tree, you know,
yes.
And to see where these beautiful chakras are located on a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
that's so neat.
Like, very cool.
Thank you. If you want to use it, please do, okay?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Jan, do you have poetry for us this evening?
Yeah. I want to put that on my page, too, the Christmas tree.
Sure.
You have it in the
the group.
In the room.
Sacred Embers.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to pull a card from Liz's deck, because she gave us each a deck last Christmas, and so here it is. And it says, dance to the song in your heart. Ooh, how awesome, dance. And that's so true, dance to the song in your heart. And then my sister-in-law gave me a deck a while back, and I'm going to pull that one, and it's, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. Really nice. Beautiful. All right. So, and I'll start my poems, and it goes, Christmas 2023, sing to the heartbeat of your dream, skip or jeté to the rhythm of your goal, run or grand jeté to the distance and scream, Merry Christmas 2023. Here it is, and this is called The Sound of Creation. The sound of creation, divine light magnified, a rainbow of spectacular senses, a heavenly kingdom clarified, the knowledge within, tasting its serenity, a breath of its vastness, feeling its identity. And the reason why I even did share this poem was because last night in Igor's meditation that we listened to, at the very end of the meditation, he said the words, the sound of creation, and I go, oh my God, that's a title of one of my poems, so I decided to share it. And this is called God's Divine Artwork, Master. Let the light shine from your soul and body. You are a masterpiece of God's divine artwork. You are a treasure. Let the light radiate out from your eyes, your smile, your heart. You are the brilliant colors and design from God's eternal creation. You are beyond measure. And this is called Eternal Gift, Children. And all the children that are left behind are in our heart, soul, and mind. They have never left us, but will carry on still. The eternal gift of the life carried out by God's will. And this is called A Better Tomorrow. take the pain of today and use it for a better tomorrow. Absolutely. And this is called Glitter Highway Forward. Travel on Glitter Highway, the road that sparkles hope, God's shiny freeway into the land of we will cope. And this is called Blue Breezes. Be bold and reach for our destiny. Let our hearts touch the sky. Allow divine timing to breeze us through. Surrender, let go, fly. And this is called Christmas Star Poem. I just found this out of the blue. I didn't even know I had it. I forgot about it. I wish upon a star, looking into the sky so far. I love to see the stars light up so brilliantly. They sparkle and glow a radiance that touch deep inside my heart. I think they must know I am looking at them, even though I am so far away, so far apart. I wonder if the star people are doing the same thing on that star I see so high up in the sky, down on us and wondering if we are real or a lie. I choose to think they know we are here too, as they might celebrate Christmas on a day like we do. We are star cousins, star bright, star sisters, stardust and starlight. The miracle and celebration of Christmas lights up the whole earth. This must shine into the atmosphere, messages to the stars and planets, a wave of friendship and love, and for us a new beginning, a rebirth. I wish upon a star, looking into the sky so far. Merry Christmas to all of us here and to others who may be seen from so far and also who may be seen so near. And this is called The Lighted Path. I look for the light, the lighted path. It steps into eternity so easily and fluidly. As I live in its presence for each new day, bringing peace for me and for you. And this says, when that river flows out of your heart, you know that this is a good place to start. When those supernatural feelings are unique, where angels fly in your soul, they speak, and change has come to us at its peak, a time to dance, a time to grow. Nothing can tear our divinity apart. And this is called Poppy Miracles. Let your spirit be immersed in passionate poppy miracles and meadows overflow to sweeten your soul, committing to their resilience and glow. And this last one says, breathe and sparkle, fairy. Some days all we need to do is breathe and sparkle in our own way, and that is enough for one day. No matter who or what we are, our hearts and souls still pulse a breath as we sparkle near and far, that we always remember how much we have grown, that we are still here in peace and we are not alone. And that's that. All done.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome. Yes.
And somebody said that they love our, in the chat, Danny Dior loves Jan's. Loves Jan's aspect of song as that person is a singer. Danny Dior is a singer, so that's fabulous.
Well, thank you, Danny.
And he said he loved everyone's beautiful use of energy, and very happy to be here and listen to everyone's beautiful use of energy. That's what he said, or Danny.
Aww.
Okay. All right. So are you ladies ready to take on some calls?
Yes. I just wanted to share today's message.
Yes, please. The angel message. Yes.
It has a lot to do with what you were talking about on your show last night.
Oh, I love it.
Living in the... Okay, so for December 13th, for my book, Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, living in the present will help you take the next step forward. It will help you focus on the many choices that are before you at this time. Going with the flow and feeling truly what is in your heart will help you to know what it is you need to do next in your life. I added that. The angels can help you with guidance and with choices you need to make at this time. When you're in your heart place, a place of wonder and clarity, you will know the right step to take because there is no resentment or anger there. From this place, you can discover what will help you to move on to a place of newness and enlightenment. And the journal exercise is, how has focusing on the present helped you take a step forward in your life? Think about it and journal about it.
Wow.
Well,
that's beautiful. Beautiful.
And I have a Christmas tree story, too, that I put on Facebook. It happened yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
My husband and I were decorating the tree, trying to put the topper up. It was a star, and it lighted up, and it just flopped over. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. So we went out and got another star. I thought it was lighter. It flopped over. So I said, well, forget it. We won't have a topper on our tree. But yesterday I was going to the craft store, Michael's, and a thought came to me that maybe they might have some toppers that might work for my tree. So I looked and I looked and I found them, and I kind of looked where they all were. And there was this angel, golden angel, and it looked like it would have been lighter than maybe the star. So I said, can't hurt. I'll just try that. So I got it, and it was perfect. And the interesting thing is the angel had a trumpet, so I really feel like it was Archangel Gabriel. And
it was
like a nudge I had that I needed to look there, you know, and Michael, Archangel Michael, and going to Michael's craft, I just feel like it was an angelic guidance for me to just kind of go with the flow. and I was very happy. So I guess the lesson in that for myself is your angels are always around you, you know, and you just have to listen sometimes and kind of just be in the present, not be so much in the head thinking, oh, geez, I'll never, you know, all the negative things about why I couldn't have a topper on my tree and everything. So I'm very grateful for the angels for teaching me that lesson once again. So, you know, it's all about listening and going with the nudges and having that intention of, you know, of what you truly do want. So that's my story.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love that, Peg.
Thank you.
Mary, I forgot to announce your show, which is on Tuesday night, Mary Hernandez's show, and she has it on Instagram Live. What's so neat about the show is that you can see her, and you can see her guests. It's called We Are One. It was on yesterday, and it was just a fantastic show. I tried to post it on Facebook. So
yeah.
I hope that I hope that people could see that.
Yeah.
I'm still learning how to use Instagram and the ins and outs of posting and all that stuff. It's taking me a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's a little tricky on Instagram, I have to say.
Yeah, it is.
I can't
use my computer on Instagram, but I can use my phone on Instagram. So it's weird.
Yeah.
I can't do Instagram live on my computer, but I can do it on my phone. So I don't know what that is. I'll have to ask
weird.
A young kid, someone young who knows how to use Instagram a lot and see
You know what? Yeah, because I can do certain things on Instagram through my computer that I can't do through my phone and vice versa.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I even forgot to mention it too because I thought it was in that in your introduction. I totally forgot. Yeah. So the whole thing of the We Are One podcast is, you know, it's I'm bringing guests in to assist in the big shift of human expanded consciousness and to reach as many people as possible with because the more we all can learn from one another, you know, we all have different gifts to tap into. And the more we tap into each other's gifts and share our gifts, the more hearts and oneness, we could connect to oneness, because that's where the world is going to. That's what we're creating, this new world. It's creating the no separation. It's love and oneness. And my question for everyone was that I wanted to know one word that really was representing we are one to the person, you know, because I'm creating something special. And, you know, so that's what I posted out there too, that I'd like to know, like, what we are one meant, one word that means we are one to you. You know, I've gotten some amazing answers like unity, love, you know, it's just oneness. It's just beautiful. I mean, and I can't wait to get it all. You know, once I get like about 50, then I'll create what it is that the angels want me to create. So keep on bringing them in, people. And without further ado, I guess we should get to callers. But okay. All right. So this looks like a new number. So area code 504. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello, 504. Okay. Nope. Okay, that happened last week too. Okay. Area code 216. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing wonderful.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Well, I came to get messages from, well, DC Love always gives me, hi, DC. She gives me wonderful messages.
Hi,
call
happy holidays.
Yep, and then I guess DC can give me messages, and then if you guys want to look like, if you see how my career is going to go next year, because it's almost January, and my current career that I'm doing right now, if you want to look, and DC can just run with anything, whatever she pops up. But no.
So we're going
to
start with Jan.
Start with DC then? Or,
oh, Jan, we're going to kick the order that we've always
you
had. You can go first.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hi, Sharon. It's Jan. I'll just go real quickly and then DC will come in. I see the swan immediately for you, just right away. So let's just check that out. I don't know if I gave that, if I've given that to you before, but it's just right and left.
A rabbit and a butterfly. I don't, but go on. Yeah,
oh, really?
I didn't get
okay.
A,
okay,
I've never
good.
Gotten
well, I'm glad they, the swan is like right in front of my face. It's right here. And it says, no matter what is happening in your life right now, do whatever it takes to keep your faith strong. And it's important
okay.
to accept your life's circumstances and surrender to the will of spirit, trusting that all will work out. And you'll soon find clarity and purpose in the confusion that you're experiencing. Focus on the fact that life is a precious, sacred gift, and express your gratitude and appreciation in as many ways as possible. Whatever changes you're going through, go with the flow. And you exude a sense of calm and gracefulness and are very much at ease with others and yourself. You're highly intuitive and also can foresee the future. Ooh. That's neat. And you shine with inner beauty and walk through the world with humility and poise. And you're very powerfully physically and spiritually and highly protective of your loved ones. I love the swan. And I actually, what was your question again? I can just think about it for a second.
That's okay. What do you see in my career next year? Am I going to progress in my current career that I'm at? Or am I going to go, I'm going to look for another, like, inner office position to, like, change departments maybe? Anything you're picking
uh-huh.
up on that? My confusion
yeah.
is starting, I don't feel, but go on. Yeah, I love the swan. That's a beautiful, I've never had the swan before. But go on.
I hear the word change That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
So that, you know, that's just a general. That's just, that could mean so many different things. But
I know.
That's, I'm hearing change for you, for your career. So it may be that you're moving into something else, moving in a different department, or just I'm not hearing different job. I'm just hearing change, you know. So
that's perfect. No, that's
yeah.
You just tell me pick up. You don't have to,
okay.
You know. It's wonderful.
I'll give you right over to DC then. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really beautiful, Jan.
I know.
Sharon, I'm just saying, you know what, things are sort of aligning for you. And just,
yeah.
I'm getting, you know, take a little breather and really think about, you know, what it is that you are wanting. Okay,
okay.
I feel a little bit of excitement coming for the new year. And Ginger's showing me like pieces of a puzzle, basically. They're falling together, okay. And she's saying, Mom, Sharon's like at a crossroads. And,
uh-huh.
You know, just think about what it is that you love to do.
Okay.
Okay? Because you're thinking about a new job, and she's showing me, yeah, Mom, it's time for her to move on, you know? So just think about, like you said, you know, right now, put it out to the universe, you know, what it is that you're really wanting, you know, from your career. Because I've been giving you that message for quite a while, you know, you're ready to move forward. You've got what it takes, and I do feel, you know, that you're going to move forward. It's going to be exciting, really, really exciting. And Mary was, you know, giving that beautiful message about, what were you saying, Mary, the words you were looking for, a single word for what now?
For oneness, for we are one.
Okay,
one.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you so much. So I was getting, you know, like there's Sharon, and then there you're going with a collective body. Okay? So I feel like the universe is sort of like almost giving you like little nudges like, come on, Sharon, it's time to move ahead. You know, and it's time to like, didn't you say it's time to dream big? Come on, you can do this. So I really feel like there's an amazing journey that's going to be yours this upcoming year. And you've got to just, you know, like look at things and know that you deserve this. You've worked really hard. And you're surrounded by the angels, the divine. And it's just absolutely beautiful. But this is sort of, I feel like it's like, you know, this was written in the stars. This is what you're, you know, supposed to look forward to and to really be excited about going forward, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting to, like, I don't know if you get, like, messages maybe while you're awake, but I feel like, you know, if you, before you go to sleep, ask your team, ask the angels, you know, ask them to, you know, to really give you what you need, you know, to move forward, because this feels like it's a very special journey. I'm just getting like so excited. I hope that you are too. Okay.
I am.
And I just see you walking this amazing path, like I said, of opportunities, and you're growing by leaps and bounds. And there's wonderful new things that await you. And Ginger's saying it's going to be a magical journey. So envision it the way you want to see it. Okay.
Okay.
You have so, I'm just like, you have so much potential, you know, and it's just really, really beautiful. And I do feel like this is your time to move forward, though. I feel like this is, you know, this is the time. So don't be afraid and just embrace, like, all that awaits you, hon. It's just absolutely magical. And I do feel like the divine is, like, you know, moving you forward. I don't know if you felt that, but I really feel like they're saying, come on now, this is your time. Let's move forward. Because, Sharon, I've been with you, right? I've told you how long? Like, you know, it's time, you know?
I know.
And I'm getting, you know, get ready for abundance, for love, for happiness. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, you know? It's just going to be beautiful.
Thank you.
So think, Ginger's saying, think what your head and like really like see like everything that, you know, is there for you. Because I know like for a while you were saying that you really loved, you know, what you did, and I felt like that was your heart like guiding you, but I feel like this time, like, use your head and just, like, see, like, the bigger picture and know that, you know, there's so much waiting for you. There's so much prosperity. It's almost like you're coming out of the darkness and you're going into the light. And you're seeing everything with a fresh new perspective on things.
Yeah, I get it. I'm coming out of it. Well, I told you, they put me in a job. They moved all of us. And, oh, I got a new job without asking, a new position. Same pay, everything. It's a little higher, but it's not the job that I would like if it was my choice. How's that? I'm just grateful to have one. But
right.
Sometimes,
you know what, when we're not ready, we do get like little nudges to help you to move forward, Sharon.
I know.
And that's okay because it moves you forward from, you know, just being comfortable, you know, and getting out there and getting ready, you know, for what awaits you, you know?
Okay.
So I get this word from one woman that I connect with. Her sister on the other side always comes in and says serendipity.
Oh. I haven't heard that word.
That's what I'm hearing from you, you know? It's just like a happening, like, you know, the universe is just like putting you together with this amazing job that awaits you, you know? And your dad is saying, Sharon, just keep moving forward. Things are working out. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Keep moving forward.
Okay.
So he's walking with you, you know, and he's saying there's going to be a lot of opportunities, you know, lots and lots of opportunities. And, you know, I have your back. The universe has your back. You've got an amazing divine team. There's nothing really to worry about.
I know.
So just, you know, just breathe and relax and let go. You know, I'm getting Ginger saying she's ready for a new life, Mom, but she's really afraid. Don't be afraid.
I know.
So
I like
she's saying we're still in December. You have a little time left. She's putting on rose-colored glasses, and they're only going to be there for a little while to help you see that life, you know, is really rosy and it's going to be beautiful. So, just get excited because nervous energy and excitement are so close. But, of course, if we're excited, it's a better energy to, you know, find yourself in.
Okay.
Okay, and get ready for a lot of surprises. Ginger's saying there's so many surprises are coming your way, and girlfriend, the sky's the limit. Get ready. So I hope that helped. Crazy, but I hope it
Thank
helped.
You,
and I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies for some more amazing reading.
Okay. Thank you, DC.
Peg?
Is my turn?
Peg,
okay.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon, is that your name?
That's my name. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have a card, but I mean, the thought that I have is, you know, it's having that intention, you know, of if that's what you truly want is, you know, to find a new position within the company or to look elsewhere, I feel like the ball is in your court. It certainly doesn't hurt to explore what's out there. You know, maybe the perfect job is waiting for you. You know, it could definitely be in where you are. Or I'm also hearing that in the job that they basically put you in, that maybe you could ask for, you know, whatever you might be lacking within the job, you know, to ask for opportunities that you're looking for, you know, that you think you can do in the job, whether it's training or you know, you know, maybe extra duties or something that has to do with it, with what you're doing. I don't really know what you're doing, but I'm just hearing to explore, to be open, and in the new job that you're in, you know, is to keep asking questions, you know, and just to see where that leads you to. It's very possible that a new opportunity can come for you, and I really feel like that could very well happen for you. So I guess the P word, patience, but also observation and exploration too, come to mind. You know, just being open, you know, going with the flow. That seems to be my word tonight. And just see where it all brings you, you know.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sharon. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
So right away, I got the, since yesterday was the new moon, I got the moon magic card for you. And I got the black moon for you, and it says, and it's number 11, which is an amazing color. Color. Well, I love the black moon. But it's about opportunity, change. It's really chance, but I'm going to leave it at changes and progress. So I changed it to change because that's what's coming. The black moon occurs when two new moons fall within the same calendar month. And again, this is indicative of a time of rare moments. When you draw this card in a reading, you are being given another shot at something that means a lot to you, a second bite of the cherry, so to speak. The black moon is a card of second chances in life, double takes, lucky breaks, and the return of an opportunity you thought was lost to you. I am chilled from head to toe for you, Sharon. Now is the time for you to make a good impression on someone or to make a fresh start on your life while the cards are in your favor. Oh, my gosh, I get so many goosies. This card has similar.
I want to go back to what I did before they moved me, but I got to figure out how to get in there because it's a totally different department now with totally different, you know what I'm saying? Different. It's hard to explain, but I want to, I want the old job. I love it. I just got to find out where to go and where to get. I know they created all new jobs, but I know what you mean. That's wonderful. Even if I got something like that, because I loved it. I know.
It says, look out for more chance encounters and unexpected openings. When the black moon turns up, it could mean that a life-changing golden opportunity is coming your way. So be sure to reach out and take it. Don't let fear stand in your way. For this card indicates that the universal energies are on your side and the positive things will come to you if you are brave enough to take a leap of faith. Oh my gosh, before reading this card, I actually heard leap of faith and I wrote it down next to your name. It's just beautiful. It's just taking a leap of faith. So they want me to tell you, like when I began, well, kind of like in the middle of my corporate career, I had a great job in finance and
go on.
Yeah. So, and then all of a sudden I got transferred to tax and I was like, what the heck? I have no idea how to do taxes. Like, why would they do that? And I was so comfortable, but guess what, Sharon, it was the best thing that ever happened to me at that point in time, because then I had background in finance, taxes, accruals. I mean, everything finance. To do with finance. So sometimes, you know, like DC said, sometimes it's like hidden that the real reason why you're being pushed forward, you know, because, you know, at that time it was just, I was very unhappy, but it ended up being the best career change I ever had because I learned tax. But now, you know, obviously I'm doing this. I have my own business and I'm the happiest ever. But at that point in my life, that was just like, what the heck just happened? I need to get another job. And I stayed with it. And it was the best thing, you know, because I got so much, so so much knowledge in every aspect of finance, you know, and that's what I did my whole life, finance. And then I did taxes towards the end of my career and compliance work. So anyway, enough about me, but this is what I'm, they wanted me to really tell you what happened to me so that you can relate that sometimes you're pushed in a different direction so that, you know, to open up a new avenue for you and to open your eyes to new opportunities, because that's what, you know, this could be. But it's, again, taking a leap of faith. I kept hearing changes and leap of faith. So, yeah, I feel that, you know, whatever it is, whether it's this new opportunity, because they made me talk about what happened to me previously, you know, where I was switched over to tax from finance, you know, it's like, if you can, give it a little time. If not, then look out for other opportunities, because there is a golden opportunity for you out there that's looking for you at the same time.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sharon.
And
thank you for calling.
Everyone I work with in this department, though, everyone is wonderful. But thank you. You guys have a wonderful Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, you too, Sharon.
You too, Sharon.
Yeah, you too, hon. God bless.
See. Bye, Ginger. Bye.
And Mary, I have to say too, like with Mary, when you told me that you had, you know, you lost your job, do you remember what I said to you? I said, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations. I said, because now the journey begins, what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes. It was the best thing. All my friends were like, oh, you're not so. I'm like, I am the happiest ever.
I was
the happiest ever.
I'm up. Congratulations, Mary. Yay. Like, you know, like now the journey begins, because you were so meant to be doing what you do now. And if you didn't lose your job, you wouldn't be able to devote the time that you're able to devote and go forward like you are.
Yeah, because what I was doing was part-time. Like, I couldn't even concentrate helping many people, at least, not like now, you know, like this is like full time that I do this.
Yeah,
so
an amazing journey.
Really,
and look at all your. Sometimes we can't, you know, we can't see the forest through the trees, but we just have to have faith.
Yes.
And keep going.
Yep, having faith and trust and letting go and letting God, I tell you.
Yeah, and Mary, you've had some amazing adventures and everything. I mean, she's living the life, so.
Yeah. And more
amazing.
To come. So amazing, yeah. Yeah, it's just taking that leap of faith, definitely, and trusting. Like, I mean, DC has always said trust. You know, that's our word, is trusting. Let go and let God and trust, you know, and that's key. Trusting that you're being directed by the angels, by your guides, the ascended masters, and you're being guided to this beautiful journey that I'm on and we're all on, right? And so many more people, like I spoke yesterday on We Are One podcast, where they're all awakening. A lot of people are more asking questions, more open to knowing more about angels, about guides, and how to tap in. So it's just so beautiful. You know, to be here to help others, you know, and I know we all do that here on this show and all the other sister shows that we have. It's just so amazing. I'm going to try again the 504 number and see if they pick up. If not, I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 504. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name is Kelly. Did you try to get in touch with me before?
Yeah, there was no response. I was like 504.
Oh, I wonder why. Maybe I don't know, but hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for us, Kelly?
Yes. First, I want to start off real quick to take the pressure off. I don't follow blindly, so I really do follow my heart and my head. So on this regard to this question, I still want to ask the angels, with all of the changes that are happening, meaning, you know, we really need to move away from the borders, come more inland. And I want to ask, should and possibly when, you know, within a time frame, should I dump my, in other words, sell my house and move now, or do I have time, or should I at all? Because I want to go more west. I'm in the southern deep south, and I'm trying to find out, should I move, should I just sell my house or keep it and, you know, use it as an income and find a way to, you know, make the money to have the other place to live. I don't know. That's my question.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, it's Jan.
Hello.
And I'm seeing water. I'm seeing a rowboat and a little duck in the rowboat. It's just really cute. So
that's cute.
Let me see what. Ooh, my cat is biting me. Stop it. Ah, Kiki.
No, I'm a cat person. Does that mean flood?
Oh, really?
Possibly.
What's that?
Does that mean you think flood? Because we've had that before down here, and there were robots going down our streets.
Oh, you're kidding. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we had gigantic fish coming down our street.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear. Well,
so does that mean that?
I don't know. It could be. It could be, but I wasn't – that's all I was seeing. I was just seeing, like, this rowboat on water, and it's going along with a little duck in it. So I don't know. Ooh, that's interesting. And that's in Texas?
No, this is in Louisiana. Deep
oh,
south.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. You were in my good. That's probably what I that's exactly probably why I saw it. I'm sure that's why I saw that. If you've already had a flood and there were rowboats, that's probably why I saw that. Because I always see I usually see the area whenever we do the readings. I see the area where you are a lot of times. Okay, that makes sense. But anyway, there's a duck, and the duck says this is a time of fertility, either literally or metaphorically. It's time to have fun, maybe get silly. Time of turmoil has passed. So now you can release any pent-up emotions that have been suppressed and do whatever is necessary to find emotional comfort rather than trying to deny your need for this. Whatever project you're engaged in, this is the time. It's a time of great productivity. So, that's good. And you're at a beginning of a new cycle, either work or relationship, and you need help moving through some difficult emotional entanglements. But you realize that you're taking yourself seriously and need to lighten up. That's what the duck is. They are a water sign too. And just try to enjoy yourself and be around people and enjoy yourself with people. But you're very resilient and able to bounce back easily. And, the West really stands out to me. You know, that's what I'm getting, the West. That stands out to me. And you're saying that you could sell the house and keep that and use that for money while you're – and stay there too. I mean, you could do that. You can just do whatever you want, really. What's that?
But I'm worried to keep it too late till it's, you know, I can't sell it because we're all flooded. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find out, you know, before things start that really tussle with all of the climate change and with all of the, you know, our shift of the earth and the shift of the energy will cause a lot of earth changes, that I want to make sure I get out before it's too late.
Right, yeah. Well, I was hearing west. I mean, I'm getting the vibe of I'm seeing the word west in front of my eyes. So that's telling me that may be your decision, you know, that may be what you want to do or need to do or are going to do, because that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
But and that's funny that I saw the water. Worried about floods and all that.
Did you say you saw water?
Yeah, I saw water and a little rowboat.
I saw water too, but
the,
what I
Yeah.
I saw water, but what I'm thinking, when I think water, I think about summertime.
Okay.
So that's what I don't feel flood or anything, but I think summertime would be a good time, you know, to move ahead and, you know, possibly sell the house, because I feel like there are so many choices, Kelly, that you have in front of you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yes.
And I'm just getting, you know, like, there's so, I keep hearing like so many things, and there might be, you know, a couple things that are really, you know, clouding your decisions a little bit. So I do feel like Jan said, like, you know, you can do whatever you want when you want. There's going to be an unexpected opportunity is what I'm getting that's coming your way. But what I feel like with the water, as Jan said, I feel water means summer and what I was picking up.
Okay. That's nice.
And I just kept hearing, like, you know, many choices, lots of choices. And you'll have an opportunity, you know, like to go through these choices, you know, and really decide, you know, but stay optimistic, because I'm getting,
yeah,
this is your time. This is a time, mm-hmm, of opportunity, abundance, miracles. So I don't feel like there's any need to rush, okay?
Okay. Oh,
like
good.
I wouldn't rush.
Okay.
And I'm getting just like take time for yourself as well. Just don't rush and you know, trust. Because I do feel like at the moment, like, it would be easily, you know, it'd be easy to make a decision when I don't feel like you're in the right mindset as of yet. I feel like you have a lot going on. And sometimes I feel like you have a little bit more than a lot going on, you know? And
mm-hmm,
you're not seeing, like, the bigger picture at this moment, okay?
Mm.
And you have the ability to really, like, you know, go after whatever it is that you're wanting, you know? So when Jan said, you know, you could have whatever you want, I really feel that that was a true, you know, statement, okay?
Okay.
That it is coming for you. So just, you know, I would say hang in there, look for the signs, look for the synchronicities that are around. And, you know, you have your divine team with you, the universe is there. You're going to get a lot of messages, and I feel like they may have even started, but I do feel like messages are coming your way, Kelly. So just hang in there is what I'm getting for now. Hang in.
Okay.
Okay.
I love it.
That's what
Thank
I
you.
Have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, hon. God bless.
God bless.
Hi, Kelly. This is
Hi.
Peg.
Hi,
and I got a card from the Sacred Creators. It's the first card in the deck, actually. And it's called Overthinking Can Spoil the Magic. This is the trust card, the go card, the finding the courage to step out card. It is a reminder to take action when you are feeling inspired by a big idea, and to use the delicious energy of new beginnings to sustain your motion to you. Your motion as you move into the sacred flow of making it happen. It's time to allow magical beginnings to take root. There is such a thing as blocking your own magic by overthinking,
mm-hmm,
and sometimes trusting in the unknown is exactly what needs to be done. Jump in with both feet, ready passionately, foolishly even, but when you know, you just know. Sometimes you can feel the rightness of an opportunity as it blossoms in front of you. Embrace this divine timing and the authenticity of imperfection, and leap forward towards your destiny. As you do, expect to up-level your skills in order to integrate these new lessons and new experiences. Because the sweet soul is where you learn to fly. So the first thing I heard, even before I was looking, finding a card, was, you know, safe ground, you know, moving to safe ground. And as BC says, it takes time. You know, it's kind of seeing what your options are, you know, and choosing an area that you want to be in. But it's having that intention you know, of what you truly want to do and going from there, you know. But it's trusting the process. I think the hardest thing to do is to go into the unknown, you know, of something, you know, doing something new. I think especially as we get older and, you know, it's taking one day at a time, and it's observation, and it's, you know, just, you know, picking out that spot where you think you want to be. Maybe it doesn't have to be out west. Maybe it can be in another part of where you are too. You know, there's so many different options for you, and I would, you know, just ask for guidance from your angels and just
all the time.
Just see, yeah, and just see,
yeah.
You know, but it's going in the flow. It's being in the present, seeing what your options are, you know, during this time. And I think you're going to be surprised as to what you find out. So I hope
right.
that helps.
Yes,
and,
thank you very much.
You know,
I feel unlimited. I just want to make sure that, you know, I'm just here with the, like you guys are doing, give me guidance from the angels and all of that. That is that, you know, I can rationalize, like we all can sometimes, things away, and I don't want to do that. I'm trying to get out of my way, let things happen, you know, and see,
right.
see it by observing
yeah.
and not, yeah.
It's almost okay. like when you take a step, leap, ask for guidance, you'd be amazed as to what can fall into place. So,
okay, thank you so much.
Enjoy the process.
Right, exactly. I try every day by day. You're right.
But
thank you.
Great. Okay, you're welcome.
Hi, Kelly. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. So I got similar to DC, I got weight. So that's the card that I picked out from the Angel Answers Oracle deck. And then I picked out another card from the Moon Magic deck because I wanted to see if there was something else for you. And the card 46 came out, and it's called the Stargazer, and it's a full moon, and the person is like almost touching the moon in the mountain. And it says the keywords for this card is aspiration, ambition, and striving. So this card is a card of achievement. When it comes up in a reading, it is asking you to think about what you really want from your life and what you can give to the world in return. Remember, the manifestation is a collaboration. So if, for instance, if you want to be a singer, you'll be using your talent to offer entertainment to the world. If you want to be a writer, you'll be gifting your imagination and so on. So ambition comes naturally to some people, and they have no problem making their dreams come true. For others, however, it is something that needs to be nurtured. Some people need to be trained to have aspiration, and that's okay. So you just need to see yourself achieving your goals and ambitions, visualize it on a daily basis, and when any negative patterns of thought creep in, gently replace them with a bright vision. So it's similar to what I said earlier on the show, where it's visualizing what it is that we want to manifest in our lives, in this world, this new creation, this new world we're creating of oneness. So, you know, it's visualizing that your place is going to be safe from everything, you know, and, you know, it's your choice what you want to do. This is the card that came out for you. And it says, also visualize the end goal every day and take small steps to bring it into being. This card is reminding you that you have to be able to dream of it before you become it, or before, you know, whatever becomes of it. You know, basically, if you want to move, then dream of it, visualize it, you know, and it'll come out. I mean, everything that you visualize could come to fruition for sure. You know, as long as there's free will in everyone, and as long as it's not hurting anyone else, you know, it's all good. you know, like you can manifest anything you want as long as it's for in divine alignment with, you know, with the stars, with the universe. So, yeah, this is the time. I mean, Kelly, to dream big, if you want to take a move, I mean, this is showing the stars and the mountains for me. So I don't know where you were thinking of moving, closer to the water or closer to the mountains. But you know, that's truly where people are moving now, closer to the mountains and away from cities.
Right. That's kind of, where I'd love to be. Right.
Yeah, me too. That's why we should be closest to the stars and the mountains, closest to the moon and the stars and our galactic star families. I hope that really helps, Kelly. And please give us a call and let us know, you know, how everything works out, and you know, and use your intuition too and see what it tells you. You know, what your body tells
every
you.
Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't say the word. I don't want to say try, but yeah, I follow my
gut.
Yeah,
you do it. That's great.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, Kelly. I'll place you on hold. That way you could continue listening.
Oh, great. Thank you. Sorry about the miscommunication.
No, there's no miscommunication. It's just perfect timing.
Right. I just missed you. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. All right, ladies. So are you ladies ready for the next caller?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yep. Area code 312. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a second question. I was thinking about taking upon an opportunity to become a, because right now I'm a teacher right now, but there's an opening in my company for a temporary assistant principal position, which starts real soon and ends in March. I was seeing see if I could just take the risk to see if they keep me on long term or perhaps keep me on as a teacher. I just want to know, is the risk worth it?
Okay, let's see.
So, hi, Jerry, it's Jan. So, I don't know what you mean by, like, taking risk if you, what would you lose?
Okay, say for instance, it's a temporary job. Right now I'm teaching, but it's a temporary leadership job. But if I don't find another job after March, I can pretty much lose my job completely.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I get you. Well, I think they've offered you the assistant principal. My brother's an assistant principal too at his teaching job. And it's a very nice job. It's really nice. I think you should take it. I do. I mean, that was the first feeling I got, was that you should take it, really, and go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, I want to see the other ladies. They may feel differently, and maybe I'm swayed by my brother, because that's what he does. But you know, and he's doing so well, and he really likes it. I don't know, but I got the owl for you, and it says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the part of others, whether you're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises that they may wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap into the fount of intuitive wisdom that is available to you. So, this is a very good message, because in your meditation and in your prayers, you can receive a lot of info, you know, from the guides and from the angels about what you need to do. And
they'll give you signs, they'll give you answers, they'll give you all kinds of stuff. And then now is a particularly significant time for prophecy, and you'll hear, see, feel events. Your most creative cycle now is at night, so set aside projects at night. And typically you see what others don't see. That's what the owl does. They're very, you know, psychic. You hear what others don't hear. You're able to discern the truth behind any falsehood. You're an old soul and have an inherent wisdom to expand as you mature. You're sensitive, finely attuned. Your greatest gifts are seeing the future. You're able to contact the spirit world through your clairvoyance and clairaudience. So, you know, I think you already know what the answer is, but you just have to, you know, just go ahead and go with it. And I'm thinking that you want to do it. Am I right?
That is very true. I want to take the risk.
Yes. Yep. That's what I feel. That's what I heard.
I want to better myself. I know that I will perform well to be able to be given opportunity to stay along in some capacity.
I think you're going to do a really good job. That's what I feel. So I'm just getting a yes, boom, right away. So I just want to wish you luck, and I hope you call us back to let us know how it's going. I can't wait for you, in fact.
Absolutely.
But that's what I'm getting, and I know DC Love and the other ladies are going to have a lot more for you. So good luck, Jerry, and I'm so glad you called. And my brother has an owl. He has an owl also. He's the assistant principal. So that's kind of interesting.
Oh, that's really beautiful. Jerry, what she said, this is DC, I do agree. And I was getting be brave, follow your passion. You know, this is your time to stay true to yourself. And I feel like the universe, you know, is really with you. And it's hearing, you know, everything that you've been wanting. And this is your time, like, you know, that you take this position and you're going to be like so much happier. So I agree with Jan. This is like an amazing time for you. You're moving past whatever it was that held you back. And, you know, just stay positive. And I feel like maybe at one point, like, there was something that, like, made you a little fearful. You had a little bit of, you know, indecision that you didn't know if you should move forward. But this, right now, I'm getting, like, go for it. Because this is, it's just like, I can't believe how amazing it looks. And the time is right. Mm. It truly is right, you know. So it's beautiful.
All right.
Take that leap of take that leap of faith, Jerry. Don't be afraid. This is a time of new beginnings. There's going to be some challenges, but you can handle whatever comes your way, you know? And I just feel like life is going to be basically magical for you. It's amazing. So just let go of, like, anything that held you back in the past and go for it. That's what I'm getting. And I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Good luck with everything, Jerry. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Hi, Jerry. This is Peg. And what I keep hearing is this is a wonderful opportunity for you to see, you know, to see how you really would like a position, a permanent position as a assistant principal or in some other aspect of school administration. And so it's almost like, you know, just trying it out, you know, and I feel like it will be a really good experience for you. And it's something that you can put on your resume, you know, once the sub position ends too, you know, and so you'll have opportunities to try out for other positions. In as an assistant principal or, you know, whatever it is that you're truly looking for. And, you know, you'll be able to get, not testimonials, well, kind of like testimonials, I can't think of what the word I'm looking for, But, you know, you can have those for when you do go look for a job, you know.
Recommendation.
So it's, yeah, thank you. I used to be in education, too, and I think I've lost all my words on that. Well, not all of it, but, I mean, because I've had not quite an assistant principal, but I've had positions where I was a substitute and I was offered, you know, another permanent job at the place, or from the recommendations I was, you know, able to get something that I wanted elsewhere too. So, yeah, it's like a testing ground for you, you know. And the card that I picked is the Sacred Flow of Yes. So this is what it says. Have you ever noticed how happy, optimistic people have all the luck, and how the haves keep winning at bingo while the have-nots just keep encountering barrier after unfortunate barrier in their path? Like a stream of helpful energy, the flow of yes is being where you're meant to be. When you're on the right wave, you're on it. You are so completely enveloped in your right vibe that it practically whooshes everything you need right into your lap. It brings a whole lot of easy flow. Yes to a new contract. Yes to a better price. Yes to a dinner date. It's time to act like water and flow around any problems you may be experiencing. You may be forcing your way upstream right now and stubbornly pushing into a dam that's meant to guide you toward a more prosperous path. Since I know you're not a salesman, there's no need to be swimming into headwaters right now. Instead, flow around the gate, not yet, by finding the path of least resistance. The sacred flow of yes is like a river. To remember, the rocks are only put in your way as markers meant to nudge you toward your simplest solution, not as challenges meant to be dominated and controlled. So, I think it's all about yes, and just do, you know, it's like this came at the right time for you, just to kind of test the waters as being a assistant principal. So wishing you lots of luck no matter what you decide, but it sounds like a really excellent opportunity for you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely.
Hi, Jerry. This is Mary.
Good evening.
Hi. So I got, those are beautiful messages you got. I got the card, look for a sign, and the card trust. So the card for look for a sign is basically the angels are leaving you signs and synchronicities. I don't know if you've been seeing like angelic numbers like 111, because 111 is like new beginnings, and or 1111. I feel that those are the numbers they're showing me. It could be 444, that the angels are near you. You know, it could be they're giving you feathers, pennies from heaven, letting you know they're around. And just don't, they don't want you to ignore the synchronistic signs that you're receiving. Is that correct? Are you receiving synchronistic numbers or signs from the angels?
Yes, I've been seeing 313 for the last year, but more so within the last 3 months.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So have you looked up that number, the 313?
Yes. It's basically denotes prosperity, healthy living, wisdom, new beginnings.
Yes. exactly. That's why they had me say new beginnings for you. Okay. So the other card was the trust. So trust that you're being divinely guided by the angels to take this new beginning on. And then I picked a new moon card, a moon magic card for you, and the card was a dream weaver. And there's a orca on there or a whale. And it says, Dreamweaver is reminding you to determine your own path through life because to a large extent, your destiny is in your hands. Dreamweaver is telling you to take charge of your destiny by setting goals and working steadily towards them. And then it says, you are your own leg up. You can open your own doors to success. However, you must be prepared to put in the work. The universe works with you, not for you. It will match your own level of effort. So if you don't put the effort in, you won't reap any rewards, which I know you're going to put that work in, Jerry. This card reminds you not to keep playing, low, like just take on the role of manifester, basically. Determine what you want and then take determined steps towards having it. So set those goals and work towards achieving it them every day. So I see, I say yes, a trust and yes, and it's all new beginnings coming for you and the angels are helping you and guiding you as well. So I love this card for you. So I'm glad everything is going to work out and you must give us a call back and let us know how everything goes with that position. And I see nothing but goodness, opening up for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
You're so welcome and God bless. And, hope to hear from you soon. If we don't, happy holidays, and we'll talk to you next year.
Absolutely. God bless you all, and I'll be talking to you all soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
I love that. That's amazing. There's so many new beginnings. Everyone is having so many new beginnings. It's just, it's about the mindset, too. We need to visualize what it is that we want to achieve and visualize what it is that we want to bring into our lives. The more we focus on love, the more love will come into our lives, in different ways too. So let's see. I'm trying to look for new numbers because, I know our listeners here. Let's see. I think this is a new number. Okay. Area code 512. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, my name is Carmen, and so I'm open to you choosing a different number.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. If you don't mind,
I do not mind, and I love everything I hear.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Carmen. I didn't realize we picked you up last week. I didn't look at my last week's numbers.
All right. Many blessings, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
You.
I'll
Carmen.
Put you on hold so you can listen. If we have time, then I'll pick you back up. Okay.
Oh, not important. I love it. Okay.
Thank you. God bless. Oh, that was so sweet. Oh,
it was. Okay. That was really nice of her.
Yes, it is. Because usually we take it no matter what. Okay. So area code 352, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Joanne, and thank you. That was so sweet of her. That's a blessing to me, and thank you. Isn't it Carmen? That's very generous and kind. Happy holidays, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
So do you have a question for us, Joanne?
I do. I'll try to make it briefer. We had new owners take over our property, and they have caused nothing but problems for the residents here. And now what they're doing is every month, I'm on housing and they pay my rent. So what they're doing now every month is saying that my rent isn't paid when it is. And then this month they're claiming that it was totally not paid. And then I'm being given a different story by each person I talk to, and I still have not been credited for my rent. So I've reached out to legal, have at least reached out to law enforcement. I'm like, what do I need to do? But I'm, my question is, do you see me resolving this issue? I wanted to move, but the prices are so high, I couldn't. So do you see this resolving in moving, or will they actually, you know, resolve these issues? Because this is going on every month now.
Oh, wow. Hey, Joanne, it's Jan. And
hi.
I'm sorry, I missed a little bit of what you said about what exactly they were doing. What did you say?
Okay. What they're doing is every month my rent is being paid the first few days of the month on time, and they're not crediting my account, and then I'm receiving, like, threats and eviction notices and all these things, and then I'm getting the proof of the payment, and then I'm going back and giving it to them, and then they eventually put it on my account. This has been going on for months now, and then I was recently told as well, well, we had a merger with a brand new company, and they're the ones causing the issue. Well, this month as it stands, they still have not credited my account for my rent. And I have everybody telling me something different. One office is saying they never paid it. Another office is saying, no, it's the people that we merged with. Another office says, you know, so I'm like, it's stuck in the middle of everybody. And I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, it's too stressful. It's crazy. And it's like, nobody's moving. Nobody's moving. Everybody's not, nobody's doing anything to resolve the issue.
Oh, how horrible. It's really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, labor, I wonder if you can take them to, I don't know. I kept hearing labor board, but I don't know if that's not, it's not a job. Yeah, they need to, so you've called the authorities. That's what you did.
Yes. And I spoke with an attorney.
That's good.
Right. Yeah, right now, and I apologize for speaking over you, right now they're like, well, they haven't served you with another eviction notice, so right now we can't, you know, do anything because, like, they're not taking action again, which is what they did last month. And they can't, because legally they can't, because I'm on housing. So they can't even do that, and they've done it several times in the past. So that was another issue as well.
But you keep paying the rent. I mean, you've paid the rent, so, I mean, there's no reason why they...
Yeah.
Should be doing
exactly.
Anything like that. Is there some kind of weirdness going on in their company? There's just some kind of, it's just, it's just, there's a mess up in there. Someone is like, it's just messed up in that company. And so that's good that you called the authorities, because they need to work out something in their company with what some weird stuff going on. And I got the goat for you. And
okay.
The goat says, very discerning regarding your relationships, trusting your senses and intuition over your rational and logical mind. Stop butting your head against the wall trying to get through to someone who isn't accessible. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Skills. That's exactly what's going on. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. And it says, ask for the support you need in spite of any fear of being vulnerable. Wow. So that's why I'm glad you went to the, that's good you went to the authorities, because that's what you need to do. That's good. And keep moving forward step by step toward whatever goal you're after, trusting that you'll be able to climb over any obstacles and knowing that if you slip, you'll always land on your feet. So that's good. And in the meantime, while all this is going on, give yourself some time to spend outdoors and immerse yourself in nature, you know, to get some nurturing. You need to get some nurturing back here. This is really stressful. Yeah, it's very stressful. And I'm going to go ahead and stop now because we don't have a lot of time, but I want you to get the other ladies. So, yeah, just I'm glad that you did all that, and I think it will get resolved eventually. And I was hearing 6 months. It's the whole thing is going to take. It's going to take time. Like there's some real strange energy going on in that group.
Exactly.
So just protect yourself. Get out in nature, and surround yourself with good energy. You know. And I'm going to
pass you right over. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, I was saying bless you and thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. God bless you too. And just hang in there and protect yourself. And DC Love will take over right now. DC?
Great. Yes, thank you, Jan. I agree with what Jan said, Joanne. And I see Mother Mary with you. And she's just enveloping you in her beautiful divine energy. And I'm getting, you know, it's going to take a while with the circumstances at hand and everything that's going on, but you have to stay positive and you have to trust. Okay? So, you know, don't let this get, you know, where you're getting overwhelmed and you make a decision to try something different. God has a plan is what I'm getting. And Mother Mary knows, you know, like how you're feeling, but please, she's saying, beloved, stop worrying. Try to stay in the moment is what I'm getting. And things will, like, they will work out. But, they, you know, they will take, like, a little while. But you've got to, in the meantime, I'm getting, please relax and try to let go of all the anxiety that you're holding on to. Okay? And even, you know, like, you can ask before you go to bed, you know, for messages, and you will get messages while you're sleeping is what I'm getting. And I feel like, you know, this will bring about the inner peace that you're really needing. And, you know, Mother Mary wants to help you to let go of the worries and the troubling thoughts that, you know, are coming to you. Okay? So just try to stay in a place of, you know, calm and, you know, a place of peace. The angels are surrounding you with all this beautiful energy. Okay? So they're protecting you, hon. You know, they are protecting you. And I'm getting in the end, you know, there's going to be joy. There's going to be victory on your part. And you're going to, you know, you're going to have what it is that you are needing, okay? So just have faith, and just the most important thing is just keep your thoughts, you know, positive. You want to stay in a place of peace, okay? And know that, you know, you're not fighting these people alone. You have a divine team with you, okay? So let go and let God, just envision that you're giving this issue to God, you're handing it to him, okay? And know that there is a divine plan for you, okay?
Wonderful. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you too, hon. Hold on. You still have a few others here that will give you some beautiful readings as well.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Peg. And funny because we live in an apartment complex too, and this week they were giving listings of parking spaces that are available, and one was ours, and we pay every month, so we didn't let that happen. And you know, it was again like you, it was new management and bad record keeping from the last place, you know. So, you know, you just correct it. It's the best you can, you know, and it takes a lot of patience sometimes. And the card that I picked for you was from the Mother Mary deck, and it's called Our Lady of Promise, and it has a really nice message, so I think I'll read it. As you labor toward a peaceful resolution and become willing and capable of stepping into the freedom of a new cycle of your destiny, her light is there, Mary's light. Her promise is urging you onward, no matter what is happening for you right now. The deep truth of what is unfolding is her promise of new life. Everything else is just a symptom of that. Her faith, trust, have faith, trust her, and believe. And I also am hearing to ask for protection from Archangel Michael, you know, and to have him help you to continue to speak what the truth is, you know, not what they think it is or assume it is. It sounds like it's a lot of computer misunderstanding, too. Or just bad record keeping from the last people. So you just have to be patient. You know, it's hard, I know. But it's just one day at a time. So
I
wish you luck, and I think it will all straighten out. I mean,
okay.
It has to. I'm sure you're not the only one that's dealing with that, you know, in your area either. So
no, I just don't want. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to speak over you. I'm just like, with everything that I've already been through with them, I don't want like another shock and surprise, because we already went through one time when they were trying to vacate everybody last year. You know, so yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know, maybe talking to the housing, to your town's housing department too, just, you know, for extra guidance or protection, you know, just seeing what your options could be as far
yeah.
as dealing
yeah.
with what's going on, you know. So
exactly.
Good luck. And Mary's going to speak
yeah.
with you next.
Oh. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. So I got to stay grounded. I got the number 9 card, and it's about awakening and staying grounded and staying in your space. You know, if you can go out to nature and connect to the trees, to the stars, it's just to stay grounded, because I know through all this that's occurring, you know, it's just bringing you down. You know, it feels like all hectic. So it would be really helpful if you stay grounded and connect to your sacredness within. You know, it's as simple as lighting some incense or lighting a tea light, you know, if you can, if it's not hazardous, you know, and just asking the moon magic, the moon to help you to clear out, you know, the new moon. The new moon is about intentions of, you know, what it is that you want to manifest. And that was yesterday. So you still have that energy going on right now for the next 2 days, where you can manifest
wow.
anything that, you know, you really are wanting to create, visualize it, and, you know, write it on paper. It's the best time. You know, and setting the intentions and visualizing it done, and feel it in your body where what it is that, you know, after this is all healed or whatever and cleared, how will you feel, you know, with this
yes.
situation being cleared? And it's not only useful for that, it's for everything, you know, in our lives. So, you know, that's a really healthy practice during the new moon, is to set the intentions and visualize what it is that you want to manifest into your life. And then the full moon is about releasing anything that no longer serves you, who and what, and anything or anyone that doesn't serve you in your life's purpose, or not in divine alignment with you. So if you do that at full moon, you watch how people drop. Drop out of your
right?
time, I mean.
Yes.
Not drop, but, you know, they just drop out of the line.
Yes, yes, I know what you're saying. Exactly.
The angels, I know Joan Rivers must be here, because she's making me act silly.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And I have
yeah.
I have to say, a few of you mentioned Mary, and I pray to Mary, and you just you really that's my go-to.
Yes.
So
yeah, and I'm Mother.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I almost said I'm Mother Mary.
Yes.
My
yes.
name is Mary.
Exactly. Oh, wonderful. There you go.
That's just amazing. Oh my gosh, I almost said I am Mother Mary.
There you go. Well, that's an extra blessing for me then, though.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Joan, for calling, and God bless. And I know everything is in divine light. Put it all in God's hands and Mother Mary's hands, and just give it all love. You know, don't give it
yes.
energy that it doesn't deserve, that you know, upset, being upset about it, just let it go and let God. And I tell you, everything, once you let it go and trust in the divine, it's all going to be taken care of, all of it. It's just about trusting, you know.
Wonderful.
And it'll work out.
Thank you, and bless you as well. Thank you all for your time and your blessings and everything. Thank you so much. And to the prior caller, I cannot thank
Carmen
as well.
Yeah, she was so nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have
good
a good one.
You.
Happy holidays.
All right. You too.
Thank you, Joanne.
Oh, that was so sweet. Oh my gosh, what a great show, ladies. We're at the end of the show, we had So many callers for next week. I'm taking down the number, so don't hang up, so that if you guys call, I can pick you guys up first. Okay. All right. So this one. All right. So I have all the callers that were on hold, and I'll pick them up first next week. So make sure to call early, and I'll pick you guys up. Have a wonderful night, ladies, and everyone still on hold, and all the listeners that will listen to this recording. Thank you so much for supporting Angel Answers and all of us beautiful angels on here. And have a wonderful night. And if we don't speak with you, happy holidays.
Thank you, Mary.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.
God bless everyone.